Sir Bradley Charles, you got to face off tonight against one of the newcomers of Metro Pro who hasn't gone over very well with the fans is this hoodlum guy.
Well, he hasn't gone over very well with the fans because he has a lot of confidence. And confidence sometimes scares individuals, but that's all right, you know. He came in, he's a tough guy, tough competitor. But this is my house, my backyard, and I got to protect my ring.
And you did so at the end of the match. I don't know if you even completely realized that Hoodlum had taken off the turnbuckle, was going to try to throw you into it, but fortunately you threw him into it with a dropkick first.
Yeah, you know, I was actually surprised at the end of the match when I saw the pad off the corner, but, you know, he's the one that took it off, and then he ended up paying for it, so... That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
And we also saw you had you actually got a TV title match against Derek Stone, which didn't quite end up the way that you probably had hoped.
Well, if it ended up as I had hoped, I would have been walking out the Metro Pro TV title champion, you know. But you can't win every night, and just go back to the gym, go put in work and study and work my butt off and come back next time and rip, ran, and roar to go.
Yeah, the Battle Royal, you could probably earn yourself another shot at the title since the winner, you get a TV title match. And it looked like you were down to the final two and Wyatt tossed you out, but then, you know, you're actually one of the final three.
Well, everyone thought Midnight Strider was out of there, you know. So Wyatt got some help from Gurthy and, you know, the big bodyguard, Abu Colossus, so...
Yeah, that's true. He did help pull you down and also saved Wyatt from being tossed out himself.
Yeah, that's what a bodyguard will do, you know. I just got to keep my eye on him next time.
I'm sure you'll do well. We look forward to seeing you once again.
Cool. Thank you very much.